Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Places that we hold dear. For a whole lot of Memphians, O'Call is one of those places. So stop in and see your old friends sometime soon.
It's time to catch the falling prices at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah during our Fallback Kia Sales Event. You'll find best mass market brand and initial quality 5 years running for Kia with J.D. Powers, and we goss it all at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah. Get 2024 Tay 131 a month, 36-month lease. How about a 2020 Soul 148 a month, 36-month lease? And check out the all-new 2021 Kia K5, now just 189 a month, 36-month lease. And they're all just $31.49 due at signing. And in these uncertain times, Gossett says rest assured with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, excludes acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, $6.50 acquisition fee, Forte, LE22-4963, Soul, L712-0906. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF59875. Excludes tax title and license. See dealer for complete details. Not all customers will qualify.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
I hate your friends and they hate me too. I'm through, I'm through, I'm through. This that hot girl bummer anthem, turn it up and throw a tantrum. This that hot girl bummer anthem, turn it up and throw a tantrum. This that throw up in your Birkin bag, hook up with someone random. This that social.
It sure was nice seeing those teams back out on the gridiron over the weekend. Well, lucky for us, that was just week one. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings. They're the leader in one-day fantasy sports. So to add to this week's excitement, DraftKings has millions and millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs. So if you haven't tried DraftKings yet, head on over to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. Draft your lineup now and feel the sweat like never before. Every run, every pass, every catch, it just means more with DraftKings. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. DraftKings has paid out billions of dollars to winners since 2012, so they know a thing or two about a thing or two. Download the DraftKings app now and use code WMFS. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. So don't miss out on the week two action. Enter code WMFS to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code WMFS. Only at DraftKings, make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. This is the Jason and John Show. It is noon, and that means time for the rundown.
Now, it's the Rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Well, I got to tell you, every now and then, usually annually, there is a mission for me on this show. You know, sometimes it is to put a mirror in Titans fans' faces. Sometimes it is to get Tubby Smith out as head coach. Sometimes it is to end Thursday night football. It is just unnecessary at this point. It is not good. And I don't know if you need any evidence as to what I'm talking about. For all of you out there who are listening right now, do yourselves a favor and Google Week 3 Thursday Night Football and tell me how great that is. It is so bad. It is so bad that none of you listening even has a relevant fantasy player in the game. It is that bad. There ain't a single person in next week's game who you should ever be starting in your fantasy lineup. That's how bad it is.
This cannot possibly be true.
Who are you starting from Dolphins Jags?
Yeah.
Who? Maybe the tight end for Miami, Gesicki? Maybe.
When he's healthy, Devontae Parker.
Man, he doesn't.
But no, just give it to me. I pulled one out. Just can you do that? Can you just say one time you're right?
If Tubby Smith was a good recruiter, he'd have been a great fit at Memphis.
Devontae's like a top 10 receiver in most drafts, dude. That's
if he's healthy,
he's fine.
But he ain't playing, is he?
We get your point.
But
it's a dog game.
But, and there will be more. There will be many, many more
Tampa
dog
Bay,
games.
Chicago Bears looks good to me, fool.
Chiefs-Texans was a dog game.
Hey, dude, it's better than you're giving it credit for. Yes, you got next week. Did you look at Chiefs-Bills on here?
Man, Chiefs-Bills.
Chiefs-Bills.
Chiefs about to bend the Bills over and spank them.
That'll be the Bills' chance to show they're a real team in the AFC, that it's not just winning the AFC East by default.
A chance that they will squander.
Green Bay, San Francisco. What do you think about an NFC championship rematch?
San Francisco
that one okay
is a
for
fraud.
You, Mr. Cancel
San
Thursdays?
Francisco is a fraud.
Arizona on the come up against Seattle, week 11. Getting a lot better.
I got to go all the way to week 11, damn.
I think they listened to you in previous years, and they said, we got to soup it up a little bit more this year. Week 13, I'm not done. Dallas at the Ravens. Telling me that ain't a good game.
Dallas Ravens by week 13, that's awesome.
Yes, we're discouraged about Dallas's start, but that is a good game.
That's awesome. I can't wait.
It's better than you gave it credit for.
Cancel Thursday Night Football. But last night, if you were watching, which it's one of those things where you just put it on, it's Thursday Night Football, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a pretty good game. Now, it was probably not as close as the score indicated. The Browns pretty much had that one wrapped up. There by the fourth quarter, but it was a very fascinating quarterback matchup because you have on one side, the Bengals side, Joe Burrow. I mean, Joey B, the dynamic rookie, the number one overall pick from LSU, who is trying to figure things out. Goes from a national championship at LSU to the pretty much opposite in Cincinnati. You know, you go from a winning culture there, Ohio State, then LSU, you win titles.
I remember you asking questions, and they were smart questions about whether this was going to be a good situation for him just because of all the losing.
Right.
You know, after they drafted him.
I actually think it can be because, you know, the receivers are good. Mixon, I thought, was good. Maybe it's an offensive line problem. I mean, I saw a stat where 50% of his carries, he was met basically at the before the line of scrimmage.
Their offensive line leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah, so that definitely is a concern. But I thought this. Look, you watched Joe Burrow last night, and he does not look like a rookie.
No, you see why they're starting him in his first year. Whereas, you know, again, for Patrick Mahomes, I tell you, it did a lot of good for his career that he didn't start. This kid is poised. He deserves to be there. The question's going to be, can he survive?
Yep.
Because he's been hit quite a bit here in the first couple of games, and man, he got waylaid. Miles Garrett got the strip, and after that one, I can't remember the guy that got the hit on him, but it was nasty. It was almost like you get the close ups on Joe's face,
yep,
and you could see the pain,
yeah,
with some of these hits he's taken. So as good, I'm with you that Joe can kind of turn their fortunes. They've got to protect him.
They do.
They've got to find. Oh, I mean, yeah, he's that good that you don't want this dude becoming a Carr. You know, down in Houston, your boy's brother, David Carr.
Yep.
Yes, you don't want him becoming David Carr. Andrew Luck, early on in his career, got the snot beat out of him. You don't want that. And look, retired early. So you don't want that happening to a guy who clearly looks to be like a possible star,
yep,
in this league in a couple of years.
Yep.
If you put the right things around him.
That first touchdown pass he had to Uzoma, I mean, that was
just. Well, that's his first of his career, right? Because he didn't have any last week.
Yeah, no, you're right. He had the rushing touchdown last week. That was as perfect a throw as you can make.
I mean,
he just dropped it right in. But, I mean, he had one defender careening in, mm-hmm, but he dropped it in.
He can move, too.
Right only where he can. He's sneaky athletic. That's what you have to say about white quarterbacks.
No, you don't.
Yes, you have to say.
Mitch is athletic.
Deceptive
I don't need
or
to say sneaky.
Deceptive or sneaky.
Christian McCaffrey, athletic.
No, you're right. You're right. But that's the kind of throw that rookies just typically do not make, period, point blank. He does, like, compare Burrow to Paxton.
Why are we doing that?
I mean, saying, Paxton.
One was like 27, right?
Well, I mean, that's fair enough. But I'm just saying, Paxton, when he was out there, looked like a rookie. Paxton looked like a guy who was kind of frantic.
Oh, okay. That's, I was like, okay, yeah, like, now I understand.
Yeah, like, I mean, he just.
Why you brought him up.
He looked like. Okay, he's a rookie quarterback.
Yeah,
he's
chicken with his head cut off.
Right. You know, he doesn't know. He's not making the right reads. He's not great at the line of scrimmage. You know, he gets a little skittish in that pocket, right? Wants to get out of the pocket. You know, Joe's comfortable sitting back, you know, evaluating the situation, making his reads. And that's just not a composure that is typical of rookie quarterback. So, I mean, just the arm talent, you know that's coming with it. And then on the other side, Baker Mayfield almost, it's crazy to believe this, but he almost feels like a reclamation project in Cleveland because of the season that he had last year and all those weapons. And
not just that, too, the talking off the field.
Oh, absolutely.
When you put that against the record, all that kind of stuff. Just,
yes.
What are you, dude? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Some of those questions.
I mean, because, again, it's not like we don't have – You know, I mean, he was
arguing with the media last year, getting too worried about that mess. You question if he got sort of the stuff, the intangibles.
Now, last night, I thought Baker looked pretty good. I thought he looked pretty good. And
16-23, 219 yards, 2 touchdowns, just the one pick, which was a bad throw.
Yep.
Man, he got lit up for it too. You see that lineman, he got the penalty.
Yep.
But he took a hit. He took a shot on it. Just that mistake. I thought otherwise he's pretty good.
Odell finally looked like the old Odell. Wasn't great, but did catch that one touchdown. So that's what he needs. I mean, I was texting you last night. There is no excuse for the Browns. Like, look at the roster. Go up and down the roster. I mean, they have Ward.
Not even got the tight end.
They got Hooper on the they got Hooper and Pooper. You know, offensive side, right?
Well done.
But they got.
They don't even throw it to Jarvis Landry anymore.
I mean, exactly.
And he's a stud. A couple years.
I mean, you got him in the slot, right? They got Chubb and Hunt in the backfield.
Kareem Hunt once led the league in rushing as a rookie.
Yes.
And he's like the two.
Oh, Isaac Simpson started him in fantasy last night as his flex. Did you see that?
So did I.
Oh, you did?
Go look. I just didn't tweet about it.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't tweet about it.
Why didn't you tweet about it?
Why do I need to tweet about it?
Oh, your decisions speak for themselves.
Because that was my expectation. I don't need to go out and tweet, unlike you. I don't need to go out and tweet when I'm right.
I don't tweet my fantasy
We know why you don't. That team once looked promising. Brad, he's worse off than you.
He's worse than the CPU over here.
Brother.
We're starting Gronk.
It's rough. We don't need to get there. But, you got anything else on the Cleveland Browns? Because I got something I want to say.
What I was just going to say is that there is no excuse.
They got all the weapons. You're right. They got weapons.
On both sides of the ball. They got Ward defensively. They got Garrett defensively. They've got Chubb, Hunt, Odell, Landry. You know, they're supposed to have, a franchise quarterback there in Baker. So, to me, and I'm not saying they should win their division. I mean, it's a hell of a division, right? The AFC North. But to me, there is no excuse for the Browns to not be relevant in at least the wild card discussion. When you have that amount of weapons, you got to be in the discussion for wild card. I mean, there's no excuse not to be.
I would say that's absolutely fair, and I would add this. I thought the MVP was the new head coach, Kevin Stefanski, and it was because of the approach. We saw Freddie Kitchens. He didn't know what the hell he was doing as the head coach over there last year. That was a big part of it too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how to. Right, he got the job because of he was quarterback's coach, right, with Baker. I mean, that was part of the reason why he got. But he wasn't ready, and he really didn't have a game plan other than, hey, Baker, go out and win it for us.
Yep.
When you've got Chubb and Kareem Hunt, you need to run that ball like they did last night for over 200 yards, had 215 between the two of them, and let Baker work off of that.
Yep.
Let him use the play action like he did last night. Let him roll out. But you start with the run game. So rather than telling Baker, hey, go out there and be prolific like Kyler Murray, right, he's operating off that run game. You got a defense that's on its heels because of that, and it gives him all the room in the world and, all the lanes in the world where he can go out and do what he does. And so that Stefanski having that plan is really the best thing for them. It's a great formula,
And they, John, as you point out, they've got the players to pull it off.
They absolutely
do. The problem for them is that they are in a division with Baltimore and Pittsburgh. And, John, at first, this is where I give you a little credit, something you refused to do with me. You said Pittsburgh looks like third-best team in the AFC. They did week one. That looks like a team with – give them so we got to pat them on the booty, so give them some applause.
Oh, yeah, you want a full week out of me?
He got to look good, right? And Roethlisberger, after shaking off the initial rust, looked like Roethlisberger. To your point, Juju looked like a number one. That's a team that looked like it's going to compete with the big boys.
That's right.
You already got one in there with Baltimore.
That's right.
And so that's going to be the problem for Cleveland is how good can you be with all these players if you continue to stay on the same page and have the right formula. Cleveland had the right formula finally last night. I mean, it is amazing that you've got Kareem Hunt as your number two. And frankly, it wasn't until the second half that he got his touches, John. And they just signed him up. And so, again, that kind of talent, if you just have the right approach, you can win some games. So, look, 8-8, 9-7. We saw the NFC West, I think it was, John, had three winning teams in that league. Seattle, San Fran, and the Rams all had winning records. The only division in football that was like that last year. Bears were 8-8. Otherwise, the NFC North would have had it. The Browns are good enough to be a 9-7 type. Even if they lost all four to Pittsburgh and Baltimore, I think because of these weapons and, more importantly, Kevin Stefanski got the right plan. So that's where I'm at on the Browns right now. Still going to be tough. Still small sample size, so Baker's got to continue to do it.
Yep.
And they've got to continue to run the ball. That was Cincinnati that they were running on yesterday.
Yes, so
there's that,
so
too.
You got to keep perspective. See.
But dude, is Chubb not a dog? Is Kareem
Chubb's
Hunt
a dog?
Like, they break tackles.
In your flex?
No, I started Kareem Hunt.
Oh, you started him as your running back?
No, I started him in the flex.
Okay, just the flex. Okay.
Yeah. No, what I'm telling you is they're two absolute studs.
Yes.
So this run game could continue is what I'm saying.
Oh,
it doesn't have to just be good against Cincinnati.
It's so true.
They've got the players for the parts. So, again, Cleveland looked very good last night.
You're on a roll here. I don't want to stop you, but
I was on a roll.
Deaton points out that you do not tweet about your fantasy because you're too busy tweeting about rubbing alcohol. He's got a point.
Now, what smart ass said that?
Deaton said that, man.
Is that somebody on Twitter?
Yeah.
Deaton told me that?
Yeah, Deaton said you were too busy tweeting. You couldn't get over the Chubb thing.
Now, I was going to save this because I was shocked by what I saw last night.
Like Shockmaster?
And I guess this is why it didn't go viral. I was a little disappointed that it did not.
It was. I would have probably.
I think I got four likes on it. No, you would have. John deletes tweets when he doesn't get likes, y'all. What does that say about him?
Man, this thing got. Do you really? Do you delete a tweet like if you put it up and it gets no action?
If it's like a joke,
see, I don't worry about
that. I'm out.
I don't worry about expectations.
Yes. If it was like if I tell a joke that people don't seem to get,
you know what? That's a sign of.
Oh, I'm a crazy.
That's
narcissist.
Neurosis.
Oh, I'm definitely. I'm neurotic as hell.
So
absolutely.
I guess, do white people use rubbing alcohol as much as black folks do?
I don't have any rubbing alcohol in my
home. You
two
are white, and you can tell me.
I don't think I have any rubbing alcohol in my house.
Are you aware of what it is?
My wife is a super user of rubbing alcohol.
Okay. Well, we got one white family that knows.
That
and knows how valuable it is. You don't leave the barbershop without putting on.
Okay.
Back in the day, mm-hmm. and for us, a lot of us old heads still put it on. You almost bathe yourself.
Yeah,
you bathe the line, John.
Like when you shave?
You bathe the line, the shave. Mm-hmm. Especially you get a razor shave like me. You bathe yourself in that alcohol. And that can dry up your skin, right? But we've also got the moisturizer afterwards.
Is it a purifier or something?
Keep it clean.
What are you talking about? You see the sanitizer right here? Like, it's got alcohol. You know, most of them have alcohol in it.
It protects you from COVID.
Trump say, put it in you.
Drink.
You know what I'm saying? Ingest.
Drink.
Or put it to this point. Let me get to the point.
Butt chug.
About, because the thing you see, you're taking us, stop.
Sorry.
Because you're taking us off the rails.
Yeah, thank you.
Our man Deaton, you said?
Yeah, Deaton said it.
He wonders why I'm tweeting about alcohol. It's because the price of it. John, I wish we owned a company that was our product, rubbing out. You could get 16 ounces of rubbing alcohol. Again, helps you keep clean.
Yeah.
For 99 cents.
Back in the day.
Now it's up to like $3.99 at Ace Hardware. Mm. This is similar to the price of gas just inflating to a degree we'd say, what in the world is happening?
Yeah.
And that's why I tweeted it last night after I don't need to tweet my fantasy stats, how well I'm doing.
Right.
But when I see something like this, some price gouging, I'm going to put it out there.
You'll
and I think
because not enough white folks know the uses of rubbing alcohol. Yeah. That's why it didn't go viral.
We've got to get the crossover. We got to get the awareness up in the white community.
I think Southern mamas, white, black, they are very aware of it.
Oh, especially in the South, I think. And again, old school. Like, if you're at a black barbershop, there's alcohol everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what you're going to use.
Absolutely.
You're going to use that. You're going to bathe in it. Get cleaned up and all that up in it. Yes, John, yes.
Also, really quickly here, congratulations to Joe Buck in the National, on the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Look at you getting back on track.
There you go.
Pro Football Hall of Fame there.
Was that not weird?
It was a little weird. It was definitely a little weird because, you know, you get used to that big dude coming in, you know, with his voice. Welcome to the Hall. You know, you get used to him coming in surprised. That's what he did last year. Remember, he was surprising everybody.
Oh, that's right.
He was just showing up.
The guy that knocks on your door or something.
Yeah, the guy, the one who knocks. Except this time, because of social distancing, he did not knock. He did this video where he is, for some reason, underneath a bridge. Not sure why we chose that
scene. Is his name David Baker?
Yes, David Baker is his name.
President of the Hall of Fame, yes.
Yes. Thank you for what you gave
to the game. It didn't look like Joe knew this was going to happen.
Joe, apparently, well, that's what they like to surprise you. That's what they do.
Well, it was a big surprise in the middle of Cincinnati and the Browns.
He won the Pete Rozelle Award, right? Isn't that what he won? He's the first father and son duo with his dad, Jack, to win the award. He's going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I will tell you.
I'm glad you're on this.
I don't have the connection to Joe other than just hearing him on football, right? Like, I don't watch baseball, so I didn't catch him on World Series broadcast.
Which I think,
like,
he's done longer, by the way.
Yes, exactly. And that's kind of where I know there's, like, that connection, that intimate connection with baseball fans. I don't know if they like him or not, but I know he's, they may associate him more so with that than football. I don't know. I know him as a football guy. I don't mind him. I like Chris Collinsworth. People don't like Chris Collinsworth. People don't like anybody. I like all these guys. Al Michaels, to me, he's like a warm blanket, you know? I just got to go to sleep.
Why do we dog these guys so much?
Because
if you go on Twitter and put in Joe Buck and look at his mentions, this is right after it happened.
Right.
You see he's still trash.
Yep, still trash.
I can't stand Joe Buck.
He's in the Hall of Fame. He's still trash.
Like, what in the world is the hatred for Joe Buck, who does his job well on both baseball, football,
he's amazing.
Whatever you
he's
put him on, good. He's a professional. Brad, because you would know this better.
Yeah.
Is it the fact that his dad's Jack?
I think it's because
it's you'll never fill his shoes. Well, I don't get it. I don't understand all the hate is for.
I actually disagree with what you guys are saying. If you're on social media and you absorb social media seriously, people dog him. But, like, all of my friends that I know don't dog
respect
him.
Respect that, man. Well, and half of them wouldn't.
Of them
you're right about the social media.
Aren't super soaker Twitter zombies, you know. So if you're not, you got to get off that thing because that's not sometimes reality.
It very rarely is.
Y'all lay off Joe Buck.
Because, like, I promise you that if Joe Buck just walked through a hallway, right?
Autograph time.
Yeah, I mean, all those.
Didn't he have a show at one point, like, on HBO?
Yeah,
that didn't last.
Showtime and some different things. Super talented
Showtime,
dude, though.
Well, he's hating on him,
talented.
And he ain't even on Twitter right now. You're hating
Good
on
for
him.
You.
You hating on him right now. Somebody's all his show that got canceled on the day he got inducted into the Hall
of Fame.
That's
what I'm saying. I wonder if it was the haters that didn't watch.
I guess it's like part of his story, isn't it, Jason?
Because I would tell you that thing should have lasted a long time. He's that good.
Well, you didn't watch it.
He is essentially. He's the new Bob Costas to me.
Interesting.
Guy that you can put on anything.
Interesting.
Going to shine. Now, once Bob got pink eye at the Olympics, like, his career went straight downhill from there.
It has not been the same.
I don't know why. Again, I don't know. He's become a hateful man, too, it feels like.
Well, Bob was also Bob.
The only good sport is baseball. Bob,
well,
you know, he's always sort of been that baseball purist dude.
Right.
And he's fallen off. He doesn't get what he used to get.
Bob's more of a journalist, though, right?
Oh, well, that's a fair. Yes.
But I see what you're saying. Bob's the versatility, though. Like,
just you can put him on anything. Yeah. He's gonna be a pro.
I think they're both great. I think Jack's more likable. I think Jack and Joe are more likable than Bob. I don't think I'm speaking out of turn on that.
Bob does know everything.
He's very much
arrogant.
That's not a take. That's just,
I think
that's general. You know,
look, it's facts. He's
pretty righteous on the broadcast.
He'd probably tell you he's the smartest man in the room.
Yeah,
like, that's
he gives
the way
that.
Bob
yes.
comes off.
Yeah.
So that could be some of it. I'm joking about the pink
guy. I mean, I love the Joe Buck and Troy Aikman booth.
Yeah.
You know, I put it only behind Tessa Torre and Booger.
They broke that thing up fast. Man, they got it. You've always been critical of Booger.
Well, Booger, no.
They never even gave him a chance
like
in the
Witten.
Booth.
I didn't like Witten.
They kept him outside on a tractor. Remember, he'd be going up and down that thing.
Witten's terrible in there. Y'all don't give Booger a chance to bring
Witten
him in.
Was
now
bad.
They done send Booger back to the studio, so he's doing the studio show now. He never got a real crack at being in there.
Well, he
and he's not. Don't even go there.
Like, I kind of agree with
they
you.
They had yeah. worse
was
people
bad.
In there
Witten
than Booger.
100%.
Yes,
wait,
the worst probably.
Yeah, because like Joe would be like so intense with him, right? Joe would be like, "You gotta break this one down, Witten," and like he starts to sweat, and he's like, "Well, you know, he went in the. It's a drag route, and Joe, why are you looking at me like that, man?" Yep. You know, it's,
toupee coming off.
Yeah, I mean, so Witten was like very nervous, like all the time. Like it just felt like
he never could shake.
Well,
that.
Because I truly believe this because he followed Romo, right?
Oh, well, that's a good point.
That's true. Yeah.
And that was his teammate, and I feel like Romo crushed it. Romo stepped into that thing, and he was awesome.
Yes,
from day one. And so I think Witten felt that natural pressure, not only because he's also a former football player, but also because he played with Tony Romo.
No, that's a good point.
And
it's your friend. He's doing well. You're getting lauded for it, how good he is.
And he probably felt like he couldn't – he wasn't a quarterback, right? So he probably doesn't see the game as well as Tony, or he's not as naturally funny as Tony. And so he was nervous and intimidated by that. And, you know, now he's a freaking Raiders tight end for some reason.
I've got him at the bottom of my roster in my other league.
At the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
The bottom.
Because I had to take two tight ends.
What is it, a legacy award? Is that what you handing out in the team bank one at the end of the year?
I doubt he'll get any run. Besides, I'll be more concerned with the rubbing alcohol situation.
Dude, the Raiders don't even start him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Why the hell would you? I know we wanted to get to NBA, but the good news is that we have George Sedano
Absolutely.
Coming up.
So we'll do that.
Everything you wanted to say.
I'll say to him.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You can ask him to your heart's content.
Let's go, Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat.
George Sedano is going to join us on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis is home of the blues, barbecue, and Blue Note Juke Joint. It's bold like the blues and smoother than smooth. Enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in a cocktail. Ask for it at your favorite liquor store, bar, or restaurant. Blue Note Bourbon Juke Joint.
Pros today have to do whatever the job calls for, and the Home Depot is here to help make that easier. With a wide range of delivery options, you can get what you need from job lot quantities to small supply runs delivered where and when you need it. Don't want to buy the tool? Rent it. We've got the most innovative products and more ways for pros to find them, in-store and online. Pros are changing, so are we. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Mr. Clean. Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Rolex diamonds, ayy, I do dirty work like Robin. Crack rock, Rolex diamonds, gunshot, dog bark, siren. Ayy, I do dirty work like Robin. Finny flip flops, I'm styling. Body bag piling. 911, start dialing.
George Sedano, you catch him all over ESPN on the sidelines. On the jump, contributes to SportsCenter. He joins us now. George, what's happening, man? We appreciate the time.
Guys, I'm great. How are you? Hope everyone there is healthy, safe, sound, and all that.
Absolutely. We are all good.
Not
listen,
bad.
I think this is actually a good place to start with you because you are all over TV. You contribute to a bunch of different shows on ESPN. For example, last night Joe Buck gets inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and my partner points out that even on the heels of such an accomplishment, that he searches Joe Buck's mentions, and it's like this guy is the worst to ever do the job.
This is ridiculous.
Why do you think that is, George? Putting aside whatever you may think of Joe Buck or whoever, like why do you think TV people sort of get so polarizing opinions on social media?
Man, we could have a long conversation. This should just be a sit-down podcast, to be honest, just to do that part. We could just do that and not do any of the sports stuff. First of all, I love Joe Buck. I don't even know him that well. I think I've met him once, if I recall correctly, and it was during a World Series that I covered. But I think he's tremendous. I think he is the most versatile broadcaster we have. in the industry at the moment. And I've never gotten it. I think that he's talked about dealing with the negative backlash, right? And, you know, at first it drove him crazy. And then now he just kind of deals with it. And he kind of mocks it and makes fun of it and has become kind of self-deprecating about it. But I just think ultimately this is the way I would describe social media. Social media is a necessary tool, particularly for us, because it allows us to stay connected to the world in a way that we couldn't be connected previously, right? However, the cons to that is that everyone else happens to be connected too. And, right. You know, in the past, I think that, you know, people may have had these same opinions about people and they were just yelling it into the space, then no one could hear it, right? They were doing it from the comforts of their own home. Now they can go on their phones or their computers and type it right at you or me or whoever. And I think that the best way to describe it in the as far as the way people react, Herm Edwards told me this once. I'll never forget. I was on the set of First Take. This was my, God, I might have been at ESPN for like 6 months. And he said to me, George, why are you checking your phone during the commercial break? And I said, I just want to see how people are reacting to the show that we're doing. And he's like, who cares what they think? They're just projecting their negativity on you. Mm. You know, like that's just the majority of the people that are going to be on social media. And this was years ago. I've been at ESPN since 2013. This is 7 years ago now. So, and he's right. Look, it doesn't mean that there aren't nice people on Twitter. I mean, there are plenty of them.
Right.
But the problem is the 15 to 20% that are toxic and make it a cesspool make it really aggravating for people. I get it. It's why Twitter has done over the years a better job specifically of filtering mentions, right? For example, and I didn't even do this. It just does it automatically. If people curse, even if they're not cursing at me,
yep.
It filters them out.
Yep.
I don't even – I have the only way I'll know is if I click and search on the tweet that I sent out and I can look down and even – and it has an option to show extra replies or something like that. And you click on it and you'll see – people cursing, even though it may not be cursing at me, it may just be cursing because they wanted to curse, right?
Right.
But I think that that's just what it is. And we're going to look back, I bet you, I swear to God, I can envision all of this. We can look back in like 10 or 20 years, there's going to be studies done on social media, and we're going to see the levels of anxiety and depression and all that stuff through the roof because of social media and the reactions that people get. And it's not just people like us who are working on media platforms. I think just the interactions that people have amongst their peer group, sometimes outside their peer group when it's strangers, because that's what happens. These things mushroom and everyone starts commenting. You and me and people who work in this business, we've become more and more immune to it because we get it all the time,
exactly.
Right? But the normal person has to deal with this in ways that they never had to before. And what I mean normal is someone who doesn't work on a platform for entertainment.
Oh, I think you're dead on. And there's lessons in a way that you know, whether it's you not looking at it as much or Joe Buck treating it a different way, right? Thicker skin, you get it so much, you can't let it bother you. That's liberation, is not worrying so much about what the other people are saying about you. Turning it to the NBA, both have been
Real quick, go ahead. Can I just say one
Absolutely.
More thing on that?
Absolutely.
I have learned a long time ago to live by this rule. Don't worry about things that you can't control.
Amen.
Okay?
Yep.
And the reality is you can't control.
It'll make you miserable. You're right.
Yeah. If Joe in Memphis hates your show and he tweets you every day about it, you can't control that. Like, so
that's
don't
right.
even worry about it. There's probably 10,000 other people that love your show.
Right.
And that's what you just have to know, that you're doing the job to the best of your ability. Your bosses love your show and your work, and that's it, right? And the same thing goes for just a regular person commenting on their Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever. Look, man, you believe in what you believe in, and you should just be cool and nice with other people and respectful.
Yep.
And if other people don't want to be, don't take it personal. They're just being a jerk because they're projecting their own negativity on you.
That's it.
Like, that would be the way I would describe it for anyone. But anyway, go ahead. Let's talk about it.
Well, so well put, and I hope folks that are struggling with it, because I know there are a great many out there are listening, George, because I think those are wise words that can help a lot. As we said, both have been super impressive. Speaking of Denver and Miami, obviously in underdog situations, which one of those teams have you been more impressed by what they've done?
Denver or Miami?
Yep.
I would say Denver. Man, here's the thing with Denver, and I've been saying this for a while, and I apologize if there's a noise in the background. That's my two-year-old son who happens to want to grab his electric toothbrush right now and follow me around the house. So I apologize if you hear some buzzing in the background. Here you go. There it is. Right, buddy? Yeah? Yeah. So Denver, for this reason, I've been saying for a while, if Michael Porter Jr. can develop into even some semblance of a reliable scoring option, they are a different team. And we've seen that. And I know that wasn't the case in Game 7. He actually had a poor game. But overall, just having him in the fold has changed them offensively more so than any other team in the NBA, at least midstream, right? Like, I guess Miami is probably the next best team in regards to that argument.
Sure.
Because Jay Crowder and Andre Iguodala and what they've brought to the table. But I always feel like you look at Miami and you kind of knew what you were getting with them. You knew they'd be tough. They have a smart group, right? They have an elite coach that in the right situation, you knew that they were going to find themselves at least as a tough out against the elite teams. I don't think that people thought that way about Denver. I think people looked at Denver as phonies and frauds because they're on the come up. They're young for the most part. But Michael Porter Jr. has changed their offensive landscape so much that it allows Jamal Murray to be free. It allows Nikola Jokic to be freer. Now, defensively, they still need some work to do.
Sure.
They've actually gotten worse over the years defensively, which is strange because Michael Malone is such a good defensive coach. But I think a lot of that is personnel more than anything else and the growing pains of Michael Porter Jr. But to answer your question, that was a long way around to just say that. Denver for sure. And a lot of it needs to be credited to the offense of Michael Porter Jr.
No doubt.
We are, of course, talking to George Sedano. Catch him on the jump on the sidelines over there at ESPN. My thinking for the rest of the time in the bubble is there ain't a team in it that can push the Lakers to more than, six games. Where are you on the Lakers? Do you think there's a team that can get more than two games off of these Lakers?
Yeah, I think either team in the East could potentially push them to seven. I don't think I'd bank on it, but I think that they can. For this reason, let's start with Miami let's start with Boston, even though they're down, right? Because Boston is a very simple equation. They've got Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Kemba Walker. Looks like they're going to get Gordon Hayward back, right? And Marcus Smart. They're very top heavy. And they've got a few role players that are okay, but those five guys I just mentioned are elite at least one thing, okay? And then they've got a coach who I would consider a top five coach in the league. So they certainly have the recipe because the Lakers are even more top heavy with LeBron and AD, and you never really know what you're going to get from the third or fourth guy on a given night. Now, they've been fortunate that whether it's Rondo or Markieff Morris or Kyle Kuzma, that someone has stepped up in that third and fourth role as far as carrying the offense or helping those guys with the offense. But I think that against teams like Miami and Boston who have – look, and it's not disrespectful to Frank Vogel because I think he's an excellent coach, but I think Brad and Spo are better, okay? So I think that because of that – they can find ways to limit those other guys that are not named LeBron James and Anthony Davis in a way that can make the series more competitive than maybe they even anticipate at the moment. I'll get to Miami now. Miami has the depth, has similar stuff to Boston, but has depth. All right. Jimmy Butler has basically played Jason Tatum equal throughout the entire season. If you look at what he's been doing as far as production is concerned, offensively in the regular season and in the bubble and in the playoffs, et cetera, et cetera. Jimmy Butler is a better defender than Jason Tatum, even though Jason Tatum might be a slightly better offensive player, particularly a better player from three. But the rest of that Miami group, Bam Adebayo might be the most unique big man in the league because he can do some of the stuff Anthony Davis can do. He can do some of the stuff Nikola Jokic can do, except he's a little bit more of a complete package. I'm not saying he's better than those two guys. If I were ranking those three guys, I would still have AD, Jokic, and then Bam. But I think Bam is more complete than those two guys, if you get what I'm saying. Sure. Even though their skill level for what they do best is higher than his. I just think he has a more well-rounded game. Think about it this way. There's only two guys in the sport this year that averaged more than 15 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 block, and 1 steal. It's Bam and Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's the two-time MVP today.
Wow.
Okay? So he really is a unique player, and I think that they've uncovered stuff with him that even they're surprised by. But they kept giving him more and more and more and more to do, and he's just gobbling it all up, right? And he's becoming this better player. So they've got that. They've got the depth, which, by the way, they owe a huge assist to Memphis,
Absolutely,
right? Because Iguodala has been excellent for them in his spot duty, and Jay Crowder has been the steal of that deal. So he's been phenomenal in this situation, shooting threes. Spoelstra has trusted him. We know how good his defense is. And, you know, they've got a good leader in Goran Dragic as well, who's producing at a very high level, averaging over 20-something points a game during the postseason. He's been incredible for them. They've got great shooting and Hero and Duncan Robinson. I mean, Duncan Robinson just broke Klay Thompson's single-season record for catch-and-shoot threes at 46% this year.
It's unbelievable.
The other the next four guys on the list are all Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. So, like, that guy is a legit weapon. And then Tyler Hero as a rookie, I don't think we've seen a rookie this composed and this poised in a long, long time. I know the bubble is a unique situation, but nonetheless, he's still performing. And then I'll get to the last point as to why, which kind of starts with where I began, which is Eric Spoelstra. Eric Spoelstra might be the best coach in the NBA right now. I'd be willing to bet on it. Even as good as Pop is, Eric Spoelstra is doing more with less than anyone in the sport. And he's been doing that for a number of years. Now he just has good enough horses to get him to a level that can potentially compete for a championship. I mean, forget about potentially compete for a championship. Compete for a championship. And I think that needs to be recognized, is that a lot of people looked around the league and they're like, a lot of people could have coached Wade, LeBron, and Bosh to a championship. Well, if that's the case, Del Harris would have won a lot of those championships and not Phil Jackson with the Lakers. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So Eric Spoelstra is probably the best guy in the league right now as far as creating a game plan and figuring out the weaknesses of an opponent. So I do think whoever comes out of the East could push the Lakers. I don't think it's a guarantee. The Heat give me a lot of 2004 Pistons vibes right now, where it's a group of dogs, man, just tough, smart guys that can out-execute you with an elite coach. You know, Larry Brown took a lot of grief, but Larry Brown, I mean, X's and O's wise, there wasn't a lot of guys that could compete with him in the sport at that time.
But you know it well, and you lead me right to where I wanted to go. Spoelstra, this is the 11th time that he's had a team up 2-0 in the playoffs. He's never lost. He's 10-0 in those situations. They've got the dogs and the closers, and I'm with you. He's one of the best coaches in the league, maybe the best coach in the bubble right now. What is it about him, right, that gets the most out of his guys? Now, part of this is clearly Jimmy, and he's helping guys play probably above their heads as well. But Spoelstra in particular, how is this guy 10-0 when he's up 2-0? He just makes all the right adjustments. I think you're right. I think he's underrated. What is it about him that helps him get the most out of his guys?
Well, I think a lot of it is just, you know, we could go at this for a long time, too. I mean, Eric Spoelstra grew up in the NBA. His dad was an executive with the Portland Trail Blazers and the New Jersey Nets. Now, granted, most of it on the business side, but he grew up around basketball. Mm-hmm. Like, his first experiences with basketball were learning at the knee of Dr. Jack Ramsey as the Portland Trail Blazers were winning championships, with Bill Walton.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, he has been immersed in basketball since he was a child, literally. Like, Eric has shown me pictures of him learning basketball from Dr. Jack, may he rest in peace, you know, as a toddler, basically.
He's a lifer.
And he has been enamored by the sport since then. Eric Spoelstra, you know, played lower-level Division I basketball, right? He was, you know, this is the sad part of his career. He was on the floor when his school, Portland State, played Loyola Marymount. And, the player's name just escaped me right now, who passed out and died on the floor.
Gathers, right?
Hank Gathers, right, Hank Gathers. Eric was the opposing point guard.
Holy cow, I didn't realize
that.
I did not realize that, George.
What?
Yeah, so Eric Spoelstra has been around for a really long time learning basketball. And has been involved in the sport for so long that I think there's a lot of people that just don't know his upbringing and his background. And then, of course, he's in the video room for Pat Riley in Miami in 1995. You know, you don't have a better mentor than that. And not to mention, you know, he left the video room and got on the bench when Stan Van Gundy was the coach of the Miami Heat. So Stan is one of the better X's and O's coaches that we have in the sport. I know that he had a rough go of it in Detroit, but that was mostly because of issues with personnel, not because he couldn't coach. So, you know, Eric has had a lot of great mentors over his career, and he's just a basketball junkie, like a basketball nerd, and he draws up plays in his sleep. Like, there's a great story I can tell you that during the LeBron years, I don't remember which year it was, it might have been that Spurs series, where Riley, all of a sudden, Spoelstra's in his hotel room, and there's a knock on the door. And he opens the door, and it's Pat with a bottle of wine and two glasses. And and he actually, it's not the Spurs series. This was during the first year when everyone was freaking out. Okay. There was the bump gate, had the 9-8 start, all that stuff. Everyone is yammering about his job. So he knocks on the door of the hotel room. They just had a 4-game losing streak. And Pat has the bottle of wine and two glasses. And he says that Pat walked in, he poured the two glasses, they sat there for 20 minutes in silence. And Eric says, that's exactly what I needed. You know what I mean? Like, I just so much noise around me at that time that what I needed was 20 minutes of just silence. And then we started talking, hey, how can we figure some of this stuff out, right? And he goes, but he didn't come in telling me what to do. He gave me 20 minutes of just us sitting there with each other in silence. And those are the things that Eric does now. So Eric has learned at the knee of Pat Riley that sometimes you got to put your foot on the gas, right, and ride guys and be hard. And look, Pat sometimes went a little too hard at guys, but it was a different era. And Eric has learned that you don't always have to be that. The perfect example was yesterday. Bam Adebayo was playing terrible in the first half. And what did he do? He just walked right up to him, pulled him aside. No yelling, no screaming. Just, hey, you know what I need?
Yep.
And Bam goes, what? What do you need, coach? And he's like, I need the all-defensive team, Bam, in this second half. Can you do that? And he's like, yeah, I got you. And that literally, that's how the conversation went. So, Eric has just become one of these guys that has been around so long, even though he's so young, that he understands the schematics of it at a different level than most people because he's just a grinder, and he's always been. And just the personality stuff, right? Like, he's always been good at it in general, but he now understands because he's got the cachet. People have recognized him, and he's confident in his skills. To put it succinctly, basically, Eric Spoelstra at this point is Neo in the Matrix when he's stopping bullets. There's not anything he hasn't seen at this point. Now, he may not have the tools to work with to win all the time, but right now he's showing you that even with tools that most people discarded, he's still capable of winning at a really high level and maybe, just maybe, winning at the highest level.
George, man, you're the best. Appreciate the time,
as
always.
Thank you so much, George.
You got it, guys. Anytime. Take care. Be healthy. Stay safe.
Yes, sir. You too.
Great stuff.
He is George Sedano. Catch him on the sidelines during NBA games and The Jump and more for ESPN.
I was not as familiar, obviously, as he is. He was down there for a while with that Spoelstra story.
That's great.
Video guy that worked his way up, but didn't know nearly the stories that he's got the knee of Jack Ramsey and all that. I mean, he's a basketball lifer.
Yes, he is. You know?
He gets $120,000 for every playoff win, plus the $3 million contract. So each time is $120,000.
That's nice. That's a nice one. Yeah.
He's got 10 of them right now. They're 10 and 1 in the postseason.
He's over $1 million at the incentives on the playoffs.
If he don't win another game, which he's going to win another game.
Yeah, he'll get another one.
Good for him. All right, we'll come back. Joe Theismann is going to join us at 1:25. Talk NFL with him. Nice slate of games this weekend. Tom Brady trying to get off the schneid against the Carolina Panthers.
His Washington team is 1-0.
His Washington football team is 1-0. Absolutely. They've got the 1-0 Arizona Cardinals.
Good luck with
that
one.
There you go.
Are you a big Kenyon Drake guy?
Not so much. I'm a big Kyler Murray guy.
You are a big Kyler Murray guy.
You know a big DeAndre Hopkins guy.
Yeah, Allen Robinson II going to have a big game this weekend against the Giants.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Well,
have him.
Yeah, I have him in one league. Yes, I do. And I'm running him this week. He's predicted to have 10 points in a non-PPR.
So much of that depends on you know who,
right?
And where his little brain is.
That's right.
At the time.
And then, like, if they're blowing him out, it might actually be a weird shootout.
Mitch, I like you, man. You got pat him on the booty.
Okay, well,
if you do it, you do it good, Mitch. You do it, you
that's
can do it.
Hopefully, that's where the similarities hopefully end in your mind, because I mean, that dude out there looks like there is no brain power.
John, in the fourth, he looked like one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
I do deliver.
2 years ago, he had the number 3 QBR.
Is that true?
2 years ago. And we went 12-4.
That's right. I do
third
actually
best
right.
QBR
right.
in the freaking NFL.
I actually thought you had. I thought you had a QB. I remember last year before the season started, I was trying to tell you that you had a top 12 quarterback.
And I was
you
trying
like,
to tell
no.
you it was a farce.
And it was. But anyway, maybe he's back to being okay. I don't know.
We need to give Allen Robinson his money to put a bow on that. Yeah, we need to pay that man.
Yeah. All right, we will come back. Joe Theismann at 125. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming? Sorry, we'll book solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Bugs bugging you? Call Allied Termite and Pest for a free inspection today. 754-0454. Stop a pest problem in its tracks and ask about the Allied Guarantee. Prompt, reliable. Allied Termite and Pest. Call them today. 754-0454.
Today's Perks deal will make you hungry. Enjoy $20 of fine Asian cuisine for only $10 at Mulan Asian Bistro, voted one of the top 100 Chinese restaurants in the United States. With locations in Midtown, Collierville, and East Memphis. Get your deal today at GetMyPerks.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dealing with battery problems? We've got you. Let's start with a free battery test. If you just need a free charge, we can help with that too. And if it's time for a new battery, we've got you covered. We're the only place you can find Duralast, the batteries more consumers choose. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination, where help is always in stock. Claims based on a proprietary consumer study and data from the NPD Group 2019.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
Football is coming back to take your mind off everything. And even better, you could win $10,000. For real. All you gotta do is pick a winner with the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em every week. Just pick the winners at radio.com/picks. The player with the most correct picks every week gets $1,000. Do that across the whole season, you get the $10,000 grand prize. And it's free to enter. Take that, 2020. The Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Make your picks now at radio.com/picks.
I like being in the public eye, but I'd rather be with friends I trust in a place where I feel safe. I'm Andy Wise, and that's why I joined the Crescent Club. I can be myself at the Crescent Club. My friends and clients appreciate its discreet service and social distancing, and let me tell you, there's nothing like having Chef Billy Boyle whip me up something he learned from one of the best kitchens on the planet, and then enjoy a cocktail on the 9th floor watching the sunset over East Memphis. 6075 Poplar Avenue, the Crescent Center, 901-684-1010. The Crescent Club is the wise choice where you belong.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. If you're average and you're looking for a new pair of running or walking shoes, I suggest you go to an average shoe store where they'll sell you a pair of average shoes built for the average athlete with average size feet. But here's the thing, you're not average. No one is. We all exercise differently, we run differently and walk differently, and our feet come in all sorts of widths and lengths. That's why, at the New Balance Memphis store, we employ fit specialists who will conduct an in-depth analysis of your foot's size and shape along with your gait, and then determine the best New Balance shoes custom fit to you. Because New Balance isn't your average shoe, and you're not average either. Experience the difference an unaverage custom fit makes today at the New Balance Memphis store, located in Cordova Shopping Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis, your feet will thank you.
The day has come for huge savings at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat with Jeep Adventure Days and Ram Power Days going strong on Covington Pike. Get 0% APR plus no payments for 90 days. New 2020 Jeep Cherokee Latitude IIHS Top Safety Pick, $21,740 or $275 a month. 2020 Dodge Challenger, a muscle car with best-in-class cargo volume, $24,690 or $318 a month. 2020 Dodge Charger, America's fastest four-door muscle car, $24,990 or $329 a month. And 2020 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab, $366 a month. Drive past the rest. Come to the best Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. 1901 Covington Pike. Online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
All 75 months at 3.99 APR, $3,500 down. Must finance through Chrysler Cherokee, LD561583, Challenger LH214740, Charger LH116732, 1500 LS139171. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-262-7044. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-262-7044 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-262-7044 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-262-7044.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
We on fire!
Step up in the park, step up in the party, ha!
Memphis Group at REMAX Experts, looking to buy or sell your home. It's that time. There's only one team as far as I'm concerned. That's the Live Love Memphis Group at REMAX Experts. They're the best team in Memphis. They're going to help you get top dollar for your home. And yes, even during these times, you might think that right now not a good time. You'd be wrong. They'll explain it. The inventory is low. Folks still want to buy houses. Got to put them on the market. Get top dollar for your home. Go with the Live Love Memphis team. Email them info@livelovememphis.com.
Can do that, or you can call them, 901-410-8818. That's what I did a couple of years ago. I've told that story. Hopefully y'all know it by now. Many of you have followed my advice. Those of you thinking about selling your house, you should follow through as well. Like John said, better market right now for you as sellers than it was for me 2 years ago. So you're going to make out great, but you need to have somebody that knows what they're doing. Why not have the best team in town? It's the Live Love Memphis Group, led by Jennifer Carstensen. Again, 410-8818. They are licensed in Tennessee and Mississippi. So DeSoto County, we're talking to you as well. We're not just talking Memphis and Memphis proper and the suburbs around here. She'll take care of business for you down in DeSoto County as well. It's the Live Love Memphis Group at REMAX Experts. They are at livelovememphis.com.
A little bit of Memphis basketball recruiting news.
Oh, I saw.
Jordan Nesbitt, who we talked about a little bit yesterday, right, or the day before, who is a four-star guard slash wing from St. Louis, yet again, another talent from St. Louis. You continue to
it's like you don't even live here anymore.
You continue
you're just
to
planting the flag in St. Louis. They're the best.
You continue to disrespect St. Lunatics. Jordan Nesbitt has a top three, and that top three includes Illinois, the St. Louis Billikens, and Memphis. So we ended up going with Illinois over DePaul. As far as I am concerned, and what I hear, is that this is really a two-horse race and not really between who you would think. He's from St. Louis, which is why St. Louis is on the list here. But I believe this is a race that's going to come down to Memphis or Illinois.
for Jordan Nesbitt. I haven't seen a lot of him. I have seen a little bit. First thing you notice is just he's fluid. Like, he's just a fluid player. He looks like a guy who's going to be here for several years. I don't mean that in a negative way, but I mean it as like a guy who you can feel good about as part of your foundation. You know, can pretty much do it all, like, as a guard. You know, he's not – you don't really – I wouldn't say there's one thing he necessarily does great, but he does pretty much everything well, if that makes sense. He pretty much just does everything well. You know, good scorer, good shooter, good passer. I wouldn't say there's necessarily one thing that jumps out. You know, 6'3", 6'4". Excuse me, he's listed at 6'6". I apologize. So decent size. But, you know, this is just one of those kind of guys who, if Memphis can get him, he's ranked 73 on the 247 Sports composite. He's a building block. He's a build much to me a little bit like Minot in a way. Now, Minot's ranking has exploded.
Yeah, like he's shooting up the charts.
He's top 30. So he calling him a building – again, building block is not derogatory. Every college basketball program – you cannot build your program with just one and done. Like, you just can't. That's not how – I mean, in terms of – you know, look at Virginia, right? Even Duke. I mean, look at all the schools that are just consistently there every single year. There usually is, you know, one, two, three upperclassmen on that roster, you know, who play big roles. It's just you got to have that sort of, you know, that turnstile of experience. You got to have it. You can't just have young dudes in every year who are talented, but you got to figure out roles. You don't want to get into the habit of having to find roles every freaking year. Yeah. You want to be able to have a couple of years, you know, two maybe for every five, that you just go into that season. Everybody knows what they got to do, right? Everybody knows exactly who they are. Everybody knows exactly how much they're going to play, you know, because it's hard. And inevitably, even this year, somebody's going to get pissed off. I'm just telling you, somebody's going to transfer or leave. It just happens. Somebody's going to get pissed off about their playing time. This year, look, it was Tyler Harris. Tyler Harris sort of saw what was happening. You know, his playing time went down last year. He said, I'm going to go somewhere where I'm going to be a little bit more featured. He left. It's going to happen again. It will happen, I mean, at every program, right? Not just Memphis, but every program. And you want to have guys who just every year there's an understanding, not every year, but, you know, at least some good amount of the time, there's an understanding of, hey, you're going to play 22 minutes a game. You're going to have to do this on the court. And that's just who you are. And, you know, I think Nesbitt is that kind of a guy. And, again, that does not mean that he can't be very, very good. I think he will be. But it's just like you build your program with guys like Jordan Nesbitt. You know, and I could see him as a junior or whatever the case may be, like making a huge play for the University of Memphis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.